This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're very happy to be joined by our next guest. His name is Steve Tasker. He is a former Buffalo Bills All-Pro. He also is the co-host of One Bills Live on WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo. Steve, appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Steve, let's start here. We need you to settle a debate. We were having this before you came on the show. We were talking about the movie Goonies, and we were talking about, do you think kids today would actually enjoy Goonies? What do you think?
Depends on the age. Maybe some younger kids under 6 or 7 years old would enjoy it. I don't know that a kid above 9 or 10 would. There's a gray area there, but I agree. There should be a debate had. Goonies was a great movie when it came out. I know this because when my wife and I have 5 children, and when they're all grown now, but when they were little, we would take road trips, and from Buffalo all the way back to Kansas, where all my family and my wife's family, they all still live. So we would take road trips back there, and I listened to Goonies no less than a dozen times, and I've never seen it on the screen, but I've heard it on soundtrack because the kids listen to it every trip. So I think, yeah, it might hold water for some kids.
Steve, go home and watch it tonight. I mean, if you have nothing better to do, it'll completely change your life. And I'm all for the tape movies and stuff because my grandparents did that on the drive to Lake of the Ozarks many a time. But do me a favor and just watch that movie tonight. You'll thank me.
Okay, I'll do it.
Right now we're talking to Steve Tasker joining us on the show today, former Buffalo Bills All-Pro. Steve, let's just start here. What happened last night to the Bills?
There's a bunch of things that happened to them. I mean, I think mostly, if you want to just talk nuts and bolts of why they got beat by, 25, most of it has to do with the 3 turnovers they committed. One, right on the opening drive of a game where they, threw a quick pick and give the ball to Ryan Tannehill and the Titans inside their 15-yard line. That gives them a touchdown. Then they fumble. Then they throw. Josh throws one bad pick in the second half where they were grinding out a drive, trying to get back into that game. Threw up a pick and almost turned to a pick 6. That was down deep in their end as well. Then, of course, a late fumble on a kick return by Andre Roberts. So that 3 turnovers turning into 21 points is really the story of that game. But I think on a larger scale, Sean McDermott, head coach, off the Andy Reid coaching tree, those guys know how to motivate their players. They know how to get them ready to play. But most guys know how to get their players ready to play when they exactly know what they're getting them ready for. This is a Bills team that went through an entire week of not knowing what they were going to be doing over the weekend. They didn't know if they would play, if they would play the Chiefs, or if they were going to play the Titans. They didn't know if they were going to play the Chiefs on Thursday or Sunday or Monday or Saturday. They didn't know if they were going to play the Titans on Sunday, Monday, or, as it turned out, Tuesday. And it got that finish line got moved 3 or 4 times and really sabotaged their ability to bring any emotional content to that game last night. They showed up flat. Tennessee, on the other hand, showed up like they were on a free spring break trip. All the flights and hotels were taken care of. All the meals were taken care of. They had an open tab at the bar. Tennessee went on vacation. They got furloughed off death row last night, and they played like it. And that was the difference in the emotion of that game.
Steve, let's talk about the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. I actually think the 3 most polarizing players right now in the NFL, well, Dak Prescott was in that conversation. Obviously, he just got injured, so speedy recovery to him. Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. I can acknowledge, as someone who isn't a big believer in Josh Allen, that he has improved in the passer, but I have real questions about ball security. What do you make of how he played last night, and do you think that's indicative of sort of his progress as a player?
Well, he took a step forward that even his supporters didn't envision this year. Completing 70% of his passes, nobody really thought that was in the cards for him in his career. And yet he shows up and does it this year. Now, he was a guy who – he's a really sharp guy. His teammates love him. He's got all the leadership skills. They play hard for him. They want him to be successful. He never points the finger at anybody but himself. He empowers his teammates to be better. He's got all that stuff, right? And one thing he also has is he has the desire to be great. He wants to be really good. And when you mix hard work and intelligence together and commitment like he's got to get better. I think this year, though, with the addition of Steph Diggs and Gabriel Davis for the Bills and their wide receiving core, Josh and his entire offense took an enormous quantum leap forward that really nobody could anticipate. I think the change is real, though. I think Josh is what he seems to be. Certainly there are going to be nights like last night that are not going to go great, but he went from a guy that never threw for 300 yards to a guy that you expect him 300 yards out of him every week now. You expect 68 to 72% completion percentage. He rarely, up until last night, I mean, he rarely throws interceptions. He had 26 TDs to 4 interceptions over his last 16 games before last night. The guy has just gotten better and better, and I think he reached somewhere along this last offseason and during the weapons that were added around him, somewhere he reached critical mass and now belongs in that conversation with guys like Mahomes and Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, those kind of guys. He's right there with them, or at least he has been, and I think he will continue to be throughout this season.
Of course, back in the day, your Bills teams went to 4 straight Super Bowls, so you know what it's like to make it to the final game. How surprised would you be if this Buffalo Bills team this season is able to overcome a really wide-open AFC team, including the Chiefs and the Ravens and the two past MVPs, and actually make it to the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know if I'd be surprised, but I know this. A lot of things got to go their way for that to happen, just like they do for every team. You know, you look at the Chiefs last year, they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, 2 years ago, they got to be kicking themselves for not going there that year.
Absolutely.
Even the good teams who have no reason to think they're not doing anything but going to the Super Bowl, they'll acknowledge they got to have a lot of things go their way. The right guys have to stay healthy. You got to get a couple of bounces. You got to cut down on your own mistakes that don't beat you, that kind of thing. So, yeah, this Bills team can compete with anybody they play on a week-to-week basis. But all that being said, if you do get into the playoffs, everything rides on that one single game. And if one thing goes bad at the wrong time, it's all over. So, yeah, I would not be surprised that they've got the talent. They've got enough pieces in place. Their coaching staff is there. They're stable. They've got enough veteran. They've got enough veterans on the team. They've got enough depth on the team. But I think they're one of maybe double-digit teams that could go to the Super Bowl this year. We'll see, though. If a lot of things got to go their way, and certainly they're going to have to play better than they did last night.
Steve, what do you think their game plan is going to be going into Monday Night Football? Because we saw the Raiders, and Carrington, my co-host, pointed out that a lot of teams don't really try to get into shootouts or go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs, but it was very effective for them. And actually, you could argue that Derek Carr was better than Patrick Mahomes on that day. Do you think that's what Buffalo's going to try to do, is let Josh Allen outsling Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I think you got to score. I don't think there's any question about it. I think the one thing that stood out to me about the Raiders, yeah, certainly John Gruden and Derek Carr, I think they were on a little bit of a vision quest. They wanted to beat Kansas City in Kansas City for the first time in Carr's career. I think that was a little bit of a big deal to them. And you could tell even when they got up by 2 scores in the fourth quarter, they continued to keep their foot on the gas. So I think you can know that the Bills are going to try and do that. They're going to try and keep their foot on the gas. And in this league, in the NFL, the atmosphere that's going around, it's hard to play defense. It is hard to keep teams off the scoreboard. It's hard to get them off the field on third down. It's hard to not give them first down. You almost have to wait for the offense to drop a pass on third down. Defense this year in the NFL is about getting turnovers if you can, knocking the ball loose and covering it up, and hoping you can get a pass defensed on a third and medium or third and long. the game is not about rushing the passer anymore, although those happen. You know, guys happen like that. It's about turnovers this year for defenses around the NFL. Run defenses are secondary in nature to just making the team go the long way. The league defensively in the last couple of years has really made the switch to it's less about getting after the passer than it is about covering them up on the back end and getting in the quarterback's way. That's been, I think that's where the league is right now. So when you talk about what the Bills need to do with Kansas City, I think you got to play what the NFL is this year. Take advantage of the no holding calls, that kind of thing. Keep your foot on the gas and score, and then hope you can knock a pass away or maybe get a tipped interception and get one or two more possessions than the Chiefs have.
That is Steve Tasker joining us on the show today, former Buffalo Bills All-Pro, and he's also the co-host of One Bills Live. You can catch that on WGR Sports Talk Radio 550 in Buffalo. Steve, man, really good talking to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Appreciate it, guys. Great talking to you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.